I don't know about you, but I am a story-making machine. And what I've learned in this last year is that if I'm going to build a story and if I'm going to build a meaning, it's going to be a meaning that is so positive that it's going to help me. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you follow the podcast at all, you know that my new product, Glossy, has launched. It is a skin and gut daily beauty supplement, and it is so incredible, you guys. It is changing the game for me personally. I know it's going to change the game for you, for your hydration needs, for your skin, for your gut health. You have to go and check it out. Go to getglossy.com. We have so many people excited about this product, and I want you to go personally find out why. I can't wait to hear your experience in 30 and 60 days because I want to see your before and afters. I want to know. Go check it out. Let me know your thoughts. And I can't wait to hear. All right. So I have been thinking in my life about all of the places where I have made my life harder than it needs to be. And I think that there are so many times where we could make the decision to actually have fun. I know this is a lot. I'm asking a lot from you right now to actually have fun during some of the harder experiences of our lives. And whether that means you're really getting into personal development right now and you're really wanting to stretch your edges, or you've been doing this for a long time and taking big leaps and big risks and you're like, why do I do this? It's so stressful. Or you just started a business, or you've been in business for a long time and you're just like, why is this so hard? The fact that we're even asking that question, whether it's during a workout or whether it's during your business day, is going to get us an answer of why it's hard. It's going to come back to you with the most clear answer of why you should be miserable, why this is hard, and maybe you're getting some validation from that. Like, oh, well, I'm doing this. I am better than this person because I'm doing the hard thing, or I'm so proud of myself for doing these hard things. And yes, that's exactly how it should be. You should be proud of yourself. But are we making this our identity? That entrepreneurship is hard. And yes, I've said it about a gajillion times on this podcast. But in those moments, where could we lean in and say, how could we make this a little more fun? How could we make this a little more graceful? How could we know that we're going to wake up tomorrow and choose this lifestyle one more time, and we're going to keep choosing it over and over, and we're going to keep choosing our dream, especially if we know this. So if we're going to keep choosing the hard thing, how do we make it more fun? And so for me, it's this realization of, oh my God, I'm the one who's actually causing the stress because I'm thinking this is stressful and I'm putting my own pressure on this. And while pressure is really powerful, it can still be there while you keep shifting your perspective into, how could I have more fun with this? How could this just be a thing that I'm doing and solving instead of making so many stories around it? I don't know about you, but I am a story-making machine. And what I've learned in this last year is that if I'm going to build a story and if I'm going to build a meaning, it's going to be a meaning that is so positive that it's going to help me. Like, it is going to make me do bigger things. It is going to move me forward. I'm going to take every negative thing that's happening in my life and I'm going to make it for me.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcast. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
And so with this perspective, I can honestly tell you that I feel like my capacity has grown and I feel like I'm way more fun to be around. I feel like I sleep better. I have so much less stress. And while, yes, I feel pressure, I also say, hey, how lucky am I to experience pressure around this thing that I'm excited about? Because without stress, do we really like push ourselves? Do we really get something across the finish line? I don't know about you, but like if I have a big talk coming up or something that feels like a lot of pressure, if I don't have a little bit of pressure, I'm kind of like, I know I'm okay with winging it, or hey, I have slides, so I'm not going to practice too much. I need that pressure to come in. So this podcast is simply today to have you look at the places where potentially you could be the one creating the stress and the emotion around everything that's happening. Because I promise you, so many people have the exact same thing happening to them. May not be your exact trauma or your exact stress, but we all have a different version of that going on in our lives. And it's the perspective in which we walk into it. And yes, there are certainly different levels, but if there's something in your life that isn't going away, is it worth it for you to keep saying, why is this happening to me? This is so hard. This is so terrible. Why did this happen? Maybe it's something pretty traumatic. But if we know that this is a reality, the only way to change a reality is to make it mean something powerful for you, is to make that a lesson that you can share with someone else. Make that a lesson that you can carry into something else. Make it mean that you got stronger. So today, all I want you to do throughout the day, this is the only ask for the whole day of yourself to shift all of your energy, is to say, where am I making something harder than it needs to be? And how could I actually alleviate some pressure by my own thoughts around the thing? And today's just about exploration. Tomorrow's about integration, but today is about exploration of where is that thing that you're making harder? Is there a thought around it that you could alleviate a little bit? And this isn't going to happen overnight. This is a practice. This is my life practice that you're tapping into right now. This is not like, hey, go do this for a week. It's going to be better. This is the tool that I use and the questions that I use around everything that continues to keep coming up. So I have a really big talk in Denver at Aspire. It's Aspire Tour on April 2nd. And I'm like super stressed about it. I don't like this feeling. So I'm asking myself, do I have to feel this way right now? Could I look at this as, oh my God, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And while yes, I'm pretty nervous about it, like I don't have to be feeling all of this right now. I feel a really healthy amount of pressure. So I know I'm showing up. I know I'm doing the prep work. I know I'm doing the things, so I don't have to stress there because I'm doing the stuff so I can let this go. But how could I be so excited that maybe this could be really fun? How much fun could I have on stage? How much could I feel connected to God while I'm on stage? How much could I lean into my faith while I'm on stage? How much could I focus on how the audience feels and bring them along and showing them a really incredible story or time? What can I do to think about them? What can I do to have fun? Because ultimately, you better be having fun in your life. Better not all be about, you know, how much you've personally grown and how much pain that you've overcome. We also want to have fun while we do this. So how can we add more fun to our lives? You guys, this should be fun. And that's just the question I want you to be in all year long. And so I'm sending you so much love. I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you for making this Glossy journey fun. Thank you for sharing it on stories. Thank you for being so supportive and so freaking patient. I actually can't believe I'm saying this out loud, that it's here. You can go check it out. So I love you guys. I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.